From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Stocks fell across the Mideast today in an apparent market reaction to the downgrading of the U.S. credit rating. The main market index in Dubai plunged 5% at the open before rebounding slightly later in the day. Most of the Mideast markets operate Sunday to Thursday. Saudi Arabia's market was the only one open yesterday. It dropped 5.5%. Nations are also concerned that they will be downgraded by the credit rating agencies. Frank Browning reports from Paris that Standard & Poor's has told France that its AAA status is secure.
Despite the tumultuous state of French politics and despite the high ratio of public debt to GDP, Standard & Poor's say they have no worries about France's credit worthiness. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has taken a break from his seaside vacation to open talks with German, Spanish, British, and Italian leaders over how to prevent Spain and Italy from following the path of Greece, thereby threatening the very survival of the euro. Today, the European Central Bank is holding a rare emergency conference call to address the debt crisis. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
In Britain, cleaning up is underway in a neighborhood of London after a night of rioting there. NPR's Philip Reeves reports this morning large numbers of police are still out in the streets.
The trouble began after several hundred people gathered in Tottenham in North London to protest the death of a 29-year-old man shot several days ago by the police, reportedly during a gunfight. A couple of patrol cars were torched, so was a bus and a building. The riot spread to nearby areas. Masked youths rampaged through the streets, built barricades and looted shops, among them a computer store and a supermarket. The crowd smashed shop windows and attacked a branch of Barclays Bank. This is a blow to the authorities in London, who are preparing for next year's Olympics. British Prime Minister David Cameron's spokesman described the violence as utterly unacceptable. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
The Israeli finance minister today promised to act immediately to reduce the soaring cost of living in Israel. Yuval Steinitz told Israel Radio the prime minister is about to announce the formation of a special committee to address the demands of protesters, angry over housing costs and a growing disparity between the rich and the poor. 250,000 people marched in Tel Aviv yesterday. Unionized workers at Verizon went on strike early this morning when their contract expired. 45,000 operators, technicians, and customer service representatives are off the job. Union officials say the company was demanding more than 100 concessions on health care, pensions, and work rules. Verizon officials say they're trying to agree on a contract that reflects today's economic realities. In the meantime, the company says, tens of thousands of Verizon managers and other personnel have been trained to fill in. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The militant Islamist group in Somalia, Al-Shabaab, says it's abandoned its bases in the capital, Mogadishu. Eyewitnesses say they've seen convoys of militants leaving the city. The BBC's Richard Hamilton reports.
Pro-government African Union troops have been fighting the Al-Shabaab rebels in Mogadishu in recent days in order to secure the supply of food aid to those suffering from the drought in Somalia. The extent of the withdrawal is not yet clear. A government spokesman hailed it as, in his words, a golden victory for the Somali people. But Al-Shabaab, which still controls much of the south of the country, described the move as a tactical withdrawal, promising a counterattack. Analysts say the Islamist rebels have moved their forces around the city in the past. Nevertheless, this appears to be a significant gain for the government.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton reporting. Park rangers at Yosemite National Park say they've recovered the body of a man swept into a waterfall nearly 3 weeks ago. Spokeswoman Carrie Cobb says rescuers continue to search for two others still missing.
The area below the waterfall is a very rugged terrain. There are lots of boulders, and an object the size of a human body has a lot of obstacles to get through.
The three were swept into the waterfall while posing for a picture. Park officials believe the missing bodies are likely trapped under rocks. Authorities in California had to shut down a major highway for a time last night because of a brush fire. The blaze started burning yesterday afternoon in a rugged hillside area between Moreno Valley and Beaumont. It jumped Route 60, trapping about 50 drivers until the California Highway Patrol escorted them to safety. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.